Stop signing on you. All right, this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Facilities Committee, Wednesday, February 7, 2007. Start at the present meeting, we have Alderman Whitebeck, Ward 1, Alderman Lappin, Ward 8, Alderman Mansfield, Ward 6. And we have Lenny Gentile, Alderman Gentile, Ward 4, Alderman Gates, 5, Alderman Albright, Ward 2, myself, Alderman Salvucci, Ward 3. We also have the Commissioner of Engineering here, the City Engineer, and our wonderful clerk, Shana Sullivan. Who else? What the hell is that? There you go. Now we know who he is. I know who that is.
I know.
All right. Are we ready? Let's go. First item, 2607. Commission of Public Works requesting in accordance with Massachusetts General Law Chapter 40, Section 15, abandonment of a portion of a city sewer and drain easement in the rear of the property at 15 Howard Road with conditions as recommended in the Commission of Public Works letter of January 30, 2007. Commissioner, can you give us some background on this, please?
Okay, I'm not the commissioner, I'm the city engineer.
All right, city engineer.
I'll be happy
to. What the hell are you?
I'll be happy to give you some background. The proponent, Mr. Ralph Feinberg, wishes to construct a garage addition to his house. The proposed addition would be situated within the existing city's sewer and drain easement. What the petitioner is requesting is for us to reduce the width of our sewer and drain easement to accommodate his garage foundation. I, as the city engineer, took a look at the situation, and I studied the proponent's garage wall foundation design very carefully in relation to our existing sewer, which is within the sewer easement. We have an existing sewer pipe within the easement. And I concur with Mr. Feinberg's engineer that the AA, the load distributed by the garage foundation wall, will not impact the existing sewer that sits within the easement. And should the Public Works at some point in time have to excavate and remove and replace that existing sewer, that excavation action will not impact his proposed garage foundation. So therefore, I recommend that the garage foundation as proposed be a condition by which the city would reduce, if you will, the width of the easement. As you all may know, this process, the reduction of an existing city easement, is a three-step process. And I'll read it to you below. With step one, the Commissioner of Public Works must notify the Board of Aldermen that the portion of the easement is no longer needed for public purposes. We are doing that tonight. The Board of Aldermen then votes to authorize, or doesn't vote to authorize, abandonment by a two-thirds majority vote. The Board may specify the minimum amount to be paid for the real estate transaction. Step three is that the mayor executes the necessary real estate instruments to extinguish the easement upon such terms and payment as the mayor determines proper, with no less than the minimum payment set by the Board of Aldermen. So it's a three-step process. We're in step two. The Commissioner of Public Works and I both concur that we no longer need that portion of easement that would be reduced. And we're here tonight to bring it before you, Public Facilities, to bring it forward to the full Board of Aldermen.
There's no money involved in this, is there?
The money would be by you. The Board of Aldermen, have the right to specify a minimum to be paid for the real estate transaction. That could be zero, or that could be any amount you should. The city engineer nor the commissioner does not decide
that. I don't understand why there should be any charge involved. I'm sure the easement was granted to the city for a price at one time.
That's
So now we're going to charge them again for making it smaller?
That's the Board of Aldermen makes that decision, not the public works.
We have to make it a condition on this vote tonight, then.
Yes, I believe you do. Because you're going to bring this vote forward to the full board.
Any questions?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, just on the money part of it, we have some, in the past, if I'm sure we've done this before, have what has been our policy?
$0.
So we need to be consistent, it's been zero.
We did one maybe last year, 2 years ago.
We did three in the past 6 months or so.
Just as long as we're consistent.
Nice house, nice lot. When you said we paid when we took.
No, I said he must have paid. The owner must have paid.
No.
We paid. Somebody had to pay somebody for the original
easement. We may have paid, but we don't know.
We don't know that.
It was back in 1956.
It's a 12,100.
You don't remember, Lou?
12,100 square foot lot in what a, I don't know what the zoning district is. Probably 10,000 minimum.
Don't say.
Yes, I think
that's less than that.
It's
15. 15,000,
I think. Well, if you build a new one, it's 15, isn't it?
This is a
brand new home. Brand new home, was there an existing home there previously? So it could have been done. Well, no. It could have been done before, but if it had been, it would have been before.
And that's the
new one. Mr. Feinberg, my name.
I guess the question in terms of money is you know, is this becoming a lot with more building potential as a result of abandoning this easement than it has today? If it is, it's worth money.
Say it again now.
If the lot has more building potential, and it depends on what the minimum lot size required, et cetera, is, and how much we're giving up, which I can't see from these plans. Is the lot becoming, can the lot support more building given the easement removal than it does today? Because if so, then there's a value to it.
So, Chairman, may I address that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly what took place here is there was a small house on this lot, and we knocked it down. We took our plans to the Inspection Services Department. Unfortunately, because it's on a corner, we're held to 30-foot, you know, with zoning, we're held to the 30-foot frontage, and then frontage is also considered the side as well.
Setback, you mean, right?
The setbacks, mm-hmm. Yeah. We're stuck with 30 in the front and 30 in the side. We had to hold that. I can fit the garage in another way, but the appearance is not very nice to the home. It blocks off the front of the house, so we tried to swing the house a little bit. Apparently in 1954-53, Sussman Real Estate, the people that developed that area of Newton, they actually had a sewer easement that was probably 2.5 times wider than normal, because I think that they thought that they were going to build in the back where the conservation land is now. I think there was some deal there. So they made this easement wider. It's the only reason I could think that they made this easement wider than most easements in the community. So they made this easement much wider. We're just asking to push it in, I think. I don't know the exact footage, but
it's around 11 feet.
11 average feet, average, but I think it's
trivial.
Yeah. And really doesn't cause any detriment to the community. As far as, you know, do we gain anything financially from it by being able to do this? We don't. We just really couldn't push it back. In other words, what I'm trying to suggest is I
put another building on it.
No, I could twist this garage forward this way, but then this portion of the house gets blocked. We just thought it was more creative when you came down the street to look at this garage tilted in a way that was prettier, really. That's the only reason we did it. We could fit it in without the easement, but we thought that with the 30-30, we were kind of stuck to us, you know, we had the easement to deal with, 30-foot frontage, and then the 30-foot side yard. So it made it a little difficult for us to build more than normal.
Thank you, Mr. That's good. All right, Josh, what do you think? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's a zero.
Well, I don't have a number.
Who's going to put the value on it?
Someone would have to recommend that.
Well, can I just ask one question on this? Is this an excessively large easement? Is it not the normal size?
It's a little oversized.
Is it like 11 feet oversized?
What we've seen, just because of the nature of, I have the original easement. I have the original easement, just because of the nature of the, you know, what's going on over there, there's curves in the road and...
But like a normal sewer easement is how wide?
The normal sewer easement would be 20 feet, or 10 feet on one side, 10 feet on the other side, typical.
And what is this one?
This is, I've got 15 plus 11, I get 25 feet on his side of the sewer, from the center line of the sewer. That's a little much. It's more than the...
So it's 10
needs.
And 10?
Yeah, typical.
And this one is 25 and 20.
Well, the other side is you're into the street, so it's
okay, so it's 25. So it is bigger.
So it is much bigger than what I've seen.
So we're almost reducing it to
what it should be. We're shrinking it to what it could be. Yeah, okay. What I need is what we're talking about.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Any more discussion?
I don't see why we would have to charge anything for this. It seems like we're putting it to where it should be, and it's not hurting the city. So.
I never recall any charges.
Just one question again for the... It is your statement on the record that we will never need this land to do anything to remove sewage or water or provide water or provide sewage.
He may have to go in there to repair the pipe someday.
We may have to repair the existing pipe, but the Commissioner of Public Works and I have determined that we would not need that portion of the easement that we are willing to abandon.
Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Who's moving this? Did you move it?
Well, it's not my ward.
My ward.
You moving it?
I'll move it.
All in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We have to set the price.
Zero.
Next one, then.
This will come 2 weeks.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Right. Committee. Should we have them in
here
with this?
No, that's why David Corsus is here.
He's going to represent the committee?
Yes.
All right.
Just present
here. That's with me. All right, next item. 152-06, PSP committee requesting discussion. RE road classification design types as outlined by the Planning and Development Department for future use as an overall management tool for the city.
All right. This was just sent over by PS&P. They already approved it. I printed a couple pages from the draft plan to talk about road redesign.
I think we have that attached, don't we?
You have the whole
thing, yes.
Yeah. So if you don't need, maybe that's not going to be too helpful if you have the whole thing.
Yeah, because I didn't read
also,
it.
I did print out a memo that I put in all of your mailboxes last month, and there's a map attached to it in case you need that.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm still not clear about when they say we should discuss this. To just for fun, to so we can expand our horizons, or
no? They wanted you to vote on it.
Yeah, they want.
And well, what's the vote? This looks like a no action necessary to me.
It's reclassifying the road.
The presentation.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Requesting discussion. Yeah.
Is this mine or is this yours?
I don't know.
So last year,
are the two documents coming in or one?
There's one document from me. It's just the same memo that I put in your mailbox last year and a map that's attached to the back. So this is the functional road classification map that the board approved last year. This is the one that divides all the streets in Newton based on volume, basically based on traffic volume into collectors and arterials. And at the time, we didn't know all the uses that it would be used for. So far, we know that Public Works has used it and, to help with their light street lighting. So that was very useful for that. We're not talking about this today. We're talking about a roadway, another way to classify the roads, not based on the volume of cars, but on the design. This is the design types of roads. So this... It's just a different way to look at it. It recognizes that different roads go through different land uses and they have different characteristics. So far, this is all drummed up by CPAC. I'm just representing CPAC. It's part of the comprehensive plan. It's called for as an early action item. And so far, what we have come up with is a map. And we can go through the map now, and then flush out in the future, I guess, specific implications. I think what we're looking for is to improve the idea of having design types for our roadways. So what we see on the map, well, I guess starting with Village Center Road, these are all the roads that are shown in purple on the map, and there's a whole listing in your handout of every single road that's considered to be a village center road.
Yeah. I'm sorry, excuse me, interrupting. How does this help us?
Well, let's go through the presentation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get through
with. Let him finish before we ask questions. Then we can find out.
I
don't know what the hell it's all about myself. I'm curious.
For example, Village Center Roads. If we all agree that these particular segments are what we're going to use to define Village Center Roads, then in the future, the board can decide, okay, if there's a reconstruction of a Village Center Road, maybe there's a certain type of crosswalk that we're going to want to put into place, or a certain texture of a crosswalk, or maybe a certain size of sidewalks, just to show that village centers are unique places and maybe they're going to be unique characteristics. It's really based on whatever the board wants to use it for. There's no specific design expectations at this point. Okay? It's a tool. Maybe it'll have some sort of impact on parking. I'm not sure how exactly it's going to be used at this point, but we want to have some sort of basis for the future. Okay? Then we have listed boulevards and parkways as shown in yellow and shown in blue. Comm Ave, Hammond Park Parkway, Wabanab, Ave, Quinn of the Quinn, Monantum Road up there. That's just indicating that these are special kinds of places because they go through open space, they go through green space, and that green space should be protected. So we want to define which our roads are we're considering to be boulevards or parkways. Okay.
Can we let him go through the presentation?
Shut up. I had him in my mind. Go ahead.
Okay, just 2 minutes. Bear with me, please. We'll get through this, I promise. Scenic roads. We all know scenic roads are approved by the P&D board to protect trees and to protect stone walls during redevelopment of properties. The Planning and Development Board. They're the ones that approve which roads are official scenic roads. And, they can impose specific types of regulations if they choose to on scenic roads. And we have regional center roads. We only have two on this street. Yep, on this map, Needham Street and Chestnut Hill portion of Route 9. So, again, there's no design expectations in place, but maybe in the future the board could decide. Actually, a good example is Chestnut Hill Square. It's going to be coming in front of us. If we had some sort of policy in place of specific things to consider in terms of our regional center roads, it could be considered along with everything else that's considered when Chestnut Hill Square comes in front of us. Or maybe the board will decide to bury phone lines along specific regional center roads, like Needham Street. And the last one we have is just the Business Park Road, Wells Avenue. It's the only one we have. I don't think we're expecting any more. So really, it's from the CPAC. It's from the transportation group at CPAC. I'm just representing it for them. It's really just a structure that can be used in the future, however the board wants to use.
Why is this being proposed to us without the rest of the plan?
There's specific parts of the plan that were called out for early action items. It seems that there's pieces of the plan that can be approved in advance of the whole plan being approved. It's really not contingent on approving the whole plan. The functional road classification was already approved. So that's
included
the complementary
piece
of this.
Yeah, I was worried about that, too.
Are other communities doing this?
Well, every community has a functional road classification.
But this
in terms
is,
of design,
this is classification by village centers, by boulevards.
No, I think that most communities don't have village centers. I think that, I mean, this is really unique to Newton. I would say there might be other communities that define their roads in different ways, but I don't think that there's another community that has these specific items listed in a design criteria.
Anybody else?
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea to have this as a planning tool, because you might want to think about road construction, sidewalk construction, street lighting, street design, and so whatever you're thinking about, you'd have a tool to say, okay, these are the places we want to do X or Y or Z. It's just a way of laying it out for the future.
And that's exactly, we went through this exact same presentation for functional road classification. We didn't know how we were going to use it, and within a couple months, it was already being used by DPW for their
striping,
street lighting.
And striping.
If we didn't have that, I think it would have been much more difficult to decide which streets get which type of lights.
I have George next, and Cheryl did the use. George.
I agree with Susan. It's a very good thing to have this as a planning tool. But I'm a little nervous, as I think I heard Alderman Yates say he was, that we don't know what we're going to use it for, and if we adopt it without some pretty careful things, particularly the village center roads part, which are the longest part. Just quickly skimming this, and I'm sorry, we maybe did get it a couple months ago, but we weren't talking about it, and this is the first time I really think I've seen it. There are some places where I might, depending upon what we've been using it for, I might argue that, yes, this is an appropriate village center road. This is not versus commercial, residential, high traffic, low traffic, etc. And my fear is that if we adopt something like this and then find we want to use it for something and people say, well, why are you striping this road this way? Why are you eliminating parking on this road or whatever it is? We can say, well, because it's a village center road and all village center roads are being treated that way. And if we're going to do that, I think we better be sure that those roads are very homogeneous before we adopt it. And I'm not sure what I see here that they are.
I think I expected when we went through this process for the functional road classification that there would be all kinds of questions and people saying, why is this road a minor collector and my road's a major collector, and I don't think that's right and I don't think that's fair.
But wasn't that based on
you can measure that.
I was going to say, that's exactly right.
The way that we
addressed
that was that it's not written in stone. Things can be changed. If there's a reason to change something from one category to another, it can be done. I think in terms of the village center roads, that's what I was hoping we could come to some sort of consensus that this is a really good starting point, at least, or we all agree with these particular roads. All this was myself and Doug Greenfield, in the GIS department, in the IT department, going through and trying to think that, okay, this segment seems like it's in a village center, this one maybe not, and we did the best we could. But I totally expect there to be changes or concerns or, adding some or removing some.
Excuse me.
Do we have a detailed map of this? Because obviously... That shows the street. Is it in here? Because it really shows the...
Map. The thing you just handed out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're all listed.
Okay. Because sometimes how the streets are used may be different than just where they look like they are. So.
Yeah, I figure it would be a little hard to see that little map.
Yeah, it is.
That's why it's a big one. And then I said, okay, maybe they're not going to take this.
The colors
but that doesn't even have the names of the streets.
And I tried to go through and make a listing, especially for the village center roads.
Or if you could just blow up the village center so we could see the streets. That might be. I know it lists them there, but it's hard to tell which.
Oh, from the light.
You know what I mean? If like a MapQuest thing. I guess we could do that, you know, just to see what.
Yeah, I guess if you look at a specific village center you're interested in, just.
Well, I guess I can just look at it. It's just hard to.
Is this on the website in the GIS section or not?
I could. So what I should do is put it on the planning department website.
So we can zoom in.
With GIS, so you can then zoom in. Yeah. Right.
On GIS. It would be a PDF file, so you could zoom in.
You could zoom. You can't change it, but you can
zoom in. Okay.
You
finish that? Yeah. No, I just want, and I had one other question about. Parkways. The definition of a parkway, I thought, was that it had some grass in the middle. What is the definition of a parkway? I mean, a boulevard. A boulevard.
A boulevard is, it just has a grassy median, and a parkway has grass on the outside.
So wouldn't Sawmill Brook Parkway?
Whenever I drive on there, I don't see any green in the middle.
There is.
Maybe I drove on the wrong side of it.
So that it's on one side. Okay.
But that would be a parkway.
It seems like it would be.
It's a parkway, but it doesn't feel like a parkway to me. But we could add it if you feel like
it's
a parkway.
Well, Quinn of the Quinn has a park on one side and has a development on the other,
right.
And that's clearly a parkway.
That felt more like a parkway to me.
Well, I know that's a classic parkway, but by that standard.
Because I looked at the definition said, and that sounded like a parkway.
Well,
God.
I mean, that's why we're having this debate. There's a feeling that we should add a road or a section of a road.
Don't I wish.
Especially because it's called a parkway. I mean, it's the name.
Also, parkways typically exclude trucks.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
Really? How do we know how many? Yeah.
Do we have that definition in here? All I saw was what it looked like. I didn't see that it typically excludes trucks.
If we classify them as parkways and boulevards, I think that automatically excludes
part that's Nuneaton Road is owned by the MDC.
Excludes trucks, Nuneaton Road?
Yes, yeah, Nuneaton Road is kind of.
But the problem is,
supposedly. But the reason those roads, all three of them here, are former MDC roads.
The current DCR.
Yeah, and they're the ones who exclude the trucks, not the city of Newark.
Right. But you can exclude the trucks down at the end there.
So, in addition to. Excluding trucks. Are there any other? Are there any things that we should know about these classifications? I mean, if it's a boulevard, what is it? I mean, other than what it looks like.
Well, we're just defining it for you to use.
But if we call it that, will it then exclude trucks on that street?
No.
I mean, okay.
No, that has to go through state approval.
So it's not the fact that it's called. Okay.
Doesn't mean. Not that. Okay. How would you exclude trucks?
Okay.
Every row would be changing their name.
Yeah, I would think that's my question.
Ryan, you have something?
Several things. First, I appreciate generating a tool, but my concern is that if the only tool you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So I'm a little.
I like that, Ryan. So this is a hammer? Write that down.
I'm not sure what it is. For starters, I'm sort of perplexed at, you've got a classification in the stuff attached to the agenda of a functional classification of roads, and then you also have a design classification of roads, and they're not necessarily the same thing. So that's sort of troubling. But I think the main thing that's confusing me, just looking down at the neighborhoods that I know well, it says like Ellis Street from a point between Boylston Street and Chestnut Street to Chestnut Street is a village center road.
Right.
Well, what's the rest of it?
Right.
And further, once you've gotten up to the part from the part of Ellis Street that's a village road and you take a right onto Summer Street, onto Chestnut Street, you're in the section of Chestnut Street to a point between Elliott Street and Pennsylvania House, perhaps in front of my house. I don't know. That would fit. There's no real distinction there. Jumping back up to the first section, Chestnut Street from the southeast corner of Upper Falls Playground to Ossipee Road. So in the middle of Upper Falls in Chestnut Street, you've got about a half a mile that isn't considered a village center road. Well, what is it?
Well, it would be considered a standard road.
Well, How, I don't see, what kind of tool is it that you're going to be considering things in the middle of blocks of a different type of road? How are you
the only thing that makes sense is parking.
There's a gap.
Yeah. There's several gaps.
I'd like to define.
It's a status that he wants to be on a village center road, not just a regular standard road.
You know,
I want to be on the, something that's the same thing down at the end of the block as it's in front of my house. Oh. I get confused.
You know, I think we
could be confusing for parking.
And I am happy to work with anyone.
Well, but this, how did you define these then? What is it in the middle of Ellis Street that's different from the rest of Ellis Street? It looks sort of the same to me. Might even be a parkway.
Were there more stores? I mean, what made
I didn't drive around every single segment. And
well, obviously you're drawing on something here, or the GPS.
I'm drawing on my general knowledge. You have more specific knowledge because you live there, and I'd be happy to adjust.
Well, I'm sure it's not the part I know is not the only one. As I look at those things there, they don't necessarily appear to, that they seem to jump around, and not all be extended.
I could address the Ellis Street. It looks as though the Ellis Street Village Center Road stops at Echo Bridge. And once you get north of Echo Bridge,
that's actually that is what I was thinking.
Yeah,
along this little segment right now.
I thought
it was more commercial, and then it started to change.
But I don't understand that because there's homes down there that are the same size, density, and everything else on one side of Echo Bridge as on the other.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, that leads me to think that this is
Albemarle Boulevard. Albemarle Road or Boulevard.
Well, I'd say part of Beacon Street going westbound from Waubun Center, the village center of Waubun.
Well, all right. That
feels like a boulevard to me.
We can kick the hell out of this all night. What are we going to do with this?
We've no action necessary.
Well, don't you suppose?
If it was going to be revised or looked at, one of the things that I mean, apropos of what Brian was saying, is it a problem that pieces of streets are one thing? I mean, when you're going to redesign a street, does it make sense to redesign a little piece of it to look one way and then another piece of it to look another way? Is that a principle that you could relook at when you look at these streets and to think about the impact of doing one thing on these three blocks and another thing on those five blocks?
I think the whole point is to try to protect our village centers, to make them feel different, to however you choose to use them as a tool.
Like again, Center Street of, couldn't beat the whole thing.
You know, instead of just using it as a tool to do whatever you want, adjust, you know, segments that you're not comfortable with.
Sure.
I don't know what
having sat on CPAC, Brian, I think that's a good goal. I mean, I think that was their goal, to better define the village centers by defining the function, by defining the design characteristics of the streets. It was their place excellence concept. But I think it's you know, little changes in, you know, this street, it's part of this street, or it's all of this street, or this street, not that street, can be very important. And I do think that, you know, on a committee like this, as one alderman from each ward, and we probably are more familiar with these specific places than you or Doug Greenfield are. And if you like our input, I'd certainly be glad to give you that input. And maybe what we should do, Mr. Chairman, is hold this item and let, you know, individual members of the committee give input back to Ms. Kosis. And you know, make this a better tool so it doesn't look just like a hammer.
Well, it's a suggestion. I mean, it's up to the committee which way you want to go. But I'll tell you,
I'll withdraw my no action necessary.
Anything that happens on these streets has got to come to this committee anyway. So what? Uh-huh. So what they're trying to do? I don't quite understand. Aside from calling them a boulevard or what the no matter what they.
Well, that's
call
the
them.
Other good question.
I agree with you too, Sal. I think that, you know, there is. There's not much except for the fact that there's a separation between the two lanes with something green. There's not much similarity at all between Albemarle Road and Commonwealth Avenue.
Similarity? You could put four cars going down Commonwealth Road, but two going down Albemarle Road.
And maybe they should have two different kind of, one's a boulevard.
I mean, I'm not criticizing the classification of these things, but at the same time, I mean, I don't know what the hell the purpose of it is. Yeah, sure.
I think I understand the purpose. I understand if we could call these, if we could, when we talk about village centers, if we could say these, this is a village center, and we could say, I don't, whether it's something about meters or parking, or you can't do this within the village center without this. I don't know. I think it's not a bad idea to classify it as a village center. I'm not really clear with the boulevard part.
But no matter what you want to do, it's still the final ball game comes back in.
That's true, but it would be, if we're writing an ordinance or if we're writing a change in the ordinance and we're talking about, we're trying to talk about village centers, that would be what a village center is rather than it would be defined.
Well, anyway, let's bring it to a close. Anybody got any other ideas?
What did public safety take this up?
They approved it and they sent it to you.
They did approve.
They approved.
Approve what? The exact plan or the concept?
The concept or the plan?
They approved this map and that memo.
New one, the one you gave out tonight.
Yeah, actually they approved this map.
Okay, so this is something different.
I created the memo after.
Did you move to hold?
I would like to move to hold.
All right, any more discussion on this?
I mean, I've lost. I agree with you. I don't know what... Maybe it's a good tool. It seems so subjective. I don't see it. I'm not getting it.
You have to go to planning.
I think that...
I'm not getting it. I'm sorry.
Other city departments, such as Public Works, would use this as a guideline for infrastructure improvements, street painting,
plowing.
Light painting, plowing, the street light replacement program, which we just initiated now. That's the intensity of the light is different in village centers than it is in the outlying areas. Whether we put a single line down, a single yellow stripe down the middle, or a double yellow stripe down the middle of the road once we repave it. Whether we put the edge lines or we don't put the edge lines in. Whether we put in curbing or we don't put curbing in.
You have something laying out what the answers to all of those questions are as they relate to one of these standards?
Not yet.
That's the next step. Again, it's a tool for you to use.
Yeah, but you can already do that with the
other
ones.
You can do all that stuff now without this.
But this allows us uniformity throughout the city.
It doesn't give uniformity in the same block.
Okay, for those of you who don't understand that, does it hurt?
Yes.
Concern I have, Lou, is that someone's going to call up and say, why is my street like this, but down the block it's like this? And they say, well, it's because it's a village, hold on, it's a village center street. Okay, well, how'd you get that? It felt like it.
No, that's why I think that there needs to be some more objective criteria.
Some numbers.
Of these definitions.
Right.
Not numbers necessarily, but
we got a motion.
I like land use. What the land use abutting the street is.
Right. Right.
Okay.
We got a motion to hold. All in favor? All right. It's held.
But is the idea that we would bring it up at one of our either next or the following meetings?
We'll bring it up when he gives us something else to go. We want something else. Though.
Or should we meet with him and discuss any changes we might? We should let him know. We can't just not do anything.
Right.
No.
I did what I
could.
Right.
Right. So anybody that wants something changed should get
it. I think what you're saying is should we set a date by which we have this communication back and forth with David?
How about before the next meeting?
That's awfully soon.
Okay. When do we get
to see it? Candace Havens wants to be here.
A month?
What's the next item?
Crosswalks. It's a battle between
how about we try to bring this back at the first meeting, right?
Well, until this week, I might decide to bring it
back. Really? You've had it for so long, you want to keep it?
It's upside down.
It's upside down.
Well, see, so somehow my distinguished colleague has set two of our crossings on fire.
What's that? What is that?
This is the response
parking meters
to the discussion
and
of meters.
Is it partitions?
I guess.
Hey, what are these people? I got to tell you what. If the meters don't go on Wabash, they're going to come out of every village square in the city.
I went through Wabash and I didn't know there was actually a meter made there.
Mm-hmm.
No, they put the meters there.
No, it's better to get the meter made there.
That's from the street signs.
Proactive.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you. Thanks, David.
Cheers.
Very careful.
Get us some more definitions.
The planning department. The transportation. David Kosey. K-O-S-E-I.
Quarter mile radius.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily a quarter mile radius. All right.
Next item. And that's so we'll get that.
I don't know why they did it like this.
Here we go. Next item. B86-05, Alderman Sanderson requesting an ordinance to require Board of Aldermen approval through the Traffic Council of New Crosswalk location. Traffic Council approved, blah, blah, blah. You can read all that stuff there. There's some folks have taken on this already, I guess. Yes, went into this. Oh, anyway, okay. Would you want to join us on the table and explain all this? Maybe, Lou, you hit this too?
You
need me.
Yeah. You are.
Sit down.
Okay.
Hello.
Anyway. What's this all about? I know there's a feud going on between Christopher and the Commissioner of Public Works.
Is Commissioner Rooney going to be here? Or? I'm sort of representing Christine, or Alderman Sanders and myself as well. So, because we've all had conversations with Commissioner Rooney about the policy, and I think we're all pleased that the first, a really good step in terms of giving some structure and consistency to our installation of crosswalks is to have the guidelines. What we ultimately agreed to was to have a routing within the department that would go to several people who are involved with installation of crosswalks to get their feedback when a proposal comes forward, so that it could still be handled, you know, within the department, but with the use of the guidelines that have already been reviewed by Traffic Council and Public Facility or Public Safety and Transportation. So I think we would be very happy to be able to have those guidelines in place, and agreed that if we can try this out for a year, see how it goes, maybe after a year assess and make sure that it's working the way that we hope that it will, that it would be a positive step. And I think really one of the key issues is that it will address the communication piece, because there are more than one person, as I understand it, involved with striping and doing the curb cuts, and which has been one of the concerns that I had, is making sure those things go in close to the same time, because if you have one curb cut in and no curb cut on the other side, you're putting people with a handicap potentially in a difficult situation. They may get to the other side but not be able to get back up. So by having the routing in the department, everybody who's involved with that process should know what's going on, and hopefully it will be better coordinated and make sure that they're safe.
All right, so as I read this, the new the comments that are being put in are the ones that are in, is that it?
The underlined comments.
The underlined comments are new entries, is that right?
No, I've not seen this copy.
Give the copy.
It's a separate thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what was the old and what is the new is what I'm trying to find out. What it was and what it's going to be. Do we have that? We don't have that.
What?
What was the old and what's the new?
Yeah,
you got it.
Multitask.
Somebody else has got it.
I got it. It came in our package.
Okay, yeah, this is actually the first final language, but it looks like what we talked about.
All right, never mind. We'll try to do without it.
Here. Could you just give us an overview of how it was done and what's going to change?
Well, there haven't been a lot of crosswalks put in since I've been on Traffic Council, but as I understand it, there was really no structure. The crosswalks would be put in or initiated in a variety of different ways, either through citizen complaints or through an action of a committee. You know, because we haven't ever reviewed them at Traffic Council, except maybe an auxiliary to something else that we were looking at, there, you know, we from time to time would hear requests for them. And initially we were interested in seeing if we could look at that as part of other things that we look at, because they connected oftentimes with problems, you know, solutions to problems.
And the solution that we came up with really was one to keep where it is now is really the commissioner has the final authority as to where to put the crosswalks and the ability to initiate them on request of the public or the mayor or a commission.
Well, doesn't he have the authority to do that now?
Yes.
But it would change.
The change is that we would adopt a guideline so that, and the guidelines. The
guidelines that he'd have to follow? Is that
the procedures, not guidelines. Procedures.
They're actually, what we used has been, I think I do have the full set here.
All that's being proposed, the underlying sections, yes.
But that's added to what we had submitted to you at the last meeting, which was several pages, which
that's
actually,
Commissioner Rooney's.
This is his copy, which actually show like standard kind of striping and for different kinds of situations and specifies that crosswalks should generally be no closer than 300 feet apart and, you know, a bunch of things that the I believe it's the state generally follows.
Okay, now these standards were generated by who?
These were adapted from the MUPCD, is that right?
Okay. And who did the adaptation? Public Works or you and Alderman Sanders?
Public Works did it.
And you don't have a problem with those things?
No.
So
the traffic council looked at it, but you know, we felt like the highway standards.
So we're being asked to accept these guidelines and this change procedure.
So the traffic council would have control over.
We wouldn't have authority. We would just have input. We would be part of like Commissioner Rooney. When he say if he got a request from anybody, then he would route the request around to. I believe there's four people on the list. One is Clint. Three in public works and myself. And I actually at some point was think that instead of me, I think maybe Haynes might be a person that should see it because he has funding for
Judge, you had a question?
Yeah. Okay.
So the
I'm sorry, you may have finished.
So really it's review from the traffic council, and or is it more of a policy of where it has to go before it's approved, before he can approve it?
It actually is, okay, he gets a request, and then he says he does never come to traffic council unless it's determined after he routes it around to the key people that would normally be involved with the review and installation that this is something that really relates to a larger issue. Maybe it's something that's already been documented for traffic council and it ties in with something. And the four people that he's routing it to would be likely to know whether or not this is something that really is more than just a simple, straightforward installation.
So this is different than what you presented to us before, which is, okay, that's what I wanted to.
Yeah, this is the result of our conversations about how we can.
This is what was agreed upon.
Is our interests mutually.
This is what was agreed upon with Rooney and everybody.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
That makes sense because
we all had concerns. One was that there was inconsistency and there was no process. That was the sort of the traffic council,
right?
You know, piece of it, and I think Commissioner Rooney, who has the authority now to install them, I think saw this as something he didn't want to overly complicate. So we feel like this is a solution that addresses all that. It really, you know, gets it done, and you know, if it is something that really requires further review, this is actually the first time I've seen his final report on this, but it looks like he did include in there that he could refer to traffic council. Where interested parties will have a formal public forum. That's a miss.
So we don't have that final.
That isn't.
It's an option for him. It doesn't have to.
It's an option for him. Right.
Judge.
I apologize. I'm a little confused.
Okay.
I think I'm beginning to get it, but what we have here is the last page of a document of which you have the whole document, which is a policy, a draft policy drafted by the Commissioner of Public Works.
Well, it was originally, I think, directed by Clint, reviewed by Traffic Council, and then revised, I think, by Commissioner Rooney.
Okay. The DACA item that we're acting under here is Alderman Sanderson requesting an ordinance to require Board of Alderman approval for the Traffic Council new crosswalk location. Mm-hmm. Then there's a history. The Traffic Council approved that about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Set it to PS&T for review of draft policy. PS&T approved policy 6-0. Then it went to the board and was postponed and postponed and postponed and postponed and postponed and, postponed and finally referred here to public facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a second.
Well, we discussed this once before.
We spoke about it before, but before it was a little contentious.
Yeah.
The traffic council wanted it to come there, and the commissioner wanted to stay with him. So this is kind of a, they came to consensus.
And all of Senderson wanted to come to the board? Is that the?
No, she wanted it to go to traffic council. But now it's kind of a combination of both, and it seems like everybody's happy, and I'm happy.
It's certainly something we can live with. And
I have other reports to us.
Yeah.
No, I can't read them now, but.
So it was pretty contentious before.
Well, I don't remember.
Because you weren't here. You must not have been here.
It's not a.
I remember Christine was sitting up there.
Yeah.
Christine
yeah.
was there.
Yeah.
And
a couple minutes ago.
And she had a good reason why they wanted to do that, but then it was too much control, I guess, for the traffic council. So.
Yeah, it was, yeah. If I may, Ms. Kim, Alderman Samuelson wanted the traffic council to have the final
right.
say.
Well, actually, that was public safety recommended
that. Yeah, recommended that. Yeah, the traffic council have the final say as to whether the crosswalk goes in or doesn't go in.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rooney insisted
didn't
that
want to give it up
with the commissioner himself through the executive office, that the executive office maintained mm-hmm. that power. You know, the final say whether the crosswalk goes in or not. That was the intention.
This
and I would come to an agreement that power remains with Commissioner Rooney. It does not go to traffic council.
But you still have the oversight.
Yeah,
we still have
Commissioner
our hands.
Rooney has the final say as to whether he concurs or he doesn't concur with what they recommend. Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, what is the Board of Aldermen's role in all this?
Yeah, right. Where's the draft ordinance?
Is this an ordinance or is this a policy?
No, it's not an ordinance.
So that's
just to adopt the guidelines and a process so that we all are on the same
all
page
the way
with
back
it.
In
so we all know what's going to happen.
I mean, is an ordinance in place already?
They don't want an ordinance.
Who
they
don't
want
a
but does the docket item say ordinance?
The docket, they amended it. They approved a policy.
Okay, so it amended. So we're approving a policy.
Correct.
I move approval.
Wait a minute, what do you say?
Could you just tell us who the stakeholders are?
Well, you were committed to the review of draft. They changed it to a policy.
Four people.
Who's there?
Yeah.
I think it was traffic.
City traffic engineer, school safety officer, and the school.
Was it traffic or PS&T that went with the policy?
Oh, that's the four stakeholders.
Yeah.
Instead of an
ordinance.
Policy, we had recommended policy.
Well, the ordinance is out there.
Right.
But that's a disaster.
It says ordinance, but then it went and got changed
that's
to all
why,
those
that's
committees.
Why I'm confused.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Actually, let's.
So, does the docket item have to change?
Well, it's got to say as we voted, we've got to say as amended.
As amended.
As amended. Okay.
All right.
Judge. Going beyond understanding it, I think I know what I'm up to speed on where we are. I'm looking at the first sentence of 4.0, which is the policy statement. So if we're going to be asked to approve a policy,
right.
I have a comment on
it.
Right.
Right.
First sentence.
I'll resend out the entire policy. It's just gone out.
What?
It's gone out a lot.
But we've never, well, I've never.
You haven't seen it. It went out with the last discussion.
The full policy.
Very good. Keep on pushing.
Well, since they only have 4.0, that's the only one I can comment on. But this is a different one, Ken's, because 4.0 here is half as
not
long.
Not matching?
Half as long.
Well, that was, I believe, that was the original. And
this
so when we had some
amended.
Concerns
amended.
About
okay, well,
this is the rewrite
still,
of that page.
Okay, then back up a minute. I still think we have to figure out what we are approving. Are we approving this whole document, or are we only approving changes to this portion of it?
I think we're amending the original document.
Oh, we're doing that.
Like
definitely. But
amendment.
The original document called for ordinance, and we're amending it by instead approving a policy. Mm-hmm. But are we approving this policy here, which I can't approve without reading it.
Well, the original thing says a statement of policy on it.
What original? This one. At the beginning, yeah. 1.1 is a statement of policy. Right.
So I think it's, I don't know, if it doesn't make any reference to an ordinance.
So the only thing we're changing for us
is as a policy.
Since policy.
I don't have any problem with us reviewing and approving a policy that's going to be a city policy within the Traffic Council and the Department of Public Works.
Why do we
that's
review a policy?
Am I right about understanding that?
Yeah.
So
I don't have any problem with that, but I can't vote for it right now because I haven't, I didn't know that and I haven't had a chance to read this. I did just have a chance to read this 4.0 where there have been changes, apparently, to this.
Mm-hmm.
And the first sentence there which is the initiation of a request, it limits it to may be initiated by written request to the Commissioner of Public Works from neighborhood representatives, elected officials, or the Traffic Council. Elected officials is easy. The Traffic Council is easy. But neighborhood representatives is an undefined term, in my mind. Who is a neighborhood representative?
Somebody in the community who thinks there should be a crosswalk.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Well,
anybody can call.
Why say people from the neighborhood?
Why doesn't it just say residents?
Residents.
Residents or citizens of Newton or, you know, whatever.
Because usually it's people who live there and are concerned and there's a reason.
But you wouldn't want to have a situation of someone who walks in.
I
hate to use people's names, but don't put this in the minutes in the report. But suppose Anatole comes in and recommends a crosswalk somewhere in Newton Center. Is he a neighborhood representative?
Sure, he is.
Sure, I mean, he'd be eligible to ask for that.
He doesn't live in Newton Center.
No,
he's not a neighborhood representative.
So you want to change that word to just citizen? We could change that to citizen. It's just neighborhood representative seemed like someone who knows the neighborhood.
I mean, but a resident wouldn't do it either. Suppose a business owner was concerned and didn't live in Newton. They're not covered there at all.
So that could be a neighborhood representative.
Say business owner. Put that in there.
You have to be a resident. You have to have so many residents to get it before you. You have to have so many residents sign the petition. Yeah,
I think you're right. That's a bad.
So then, what should we call it?
Citizen and/or property owner.
Unless you want them to be residents.
Or resident and/or property owner.
I think it should be, you know, if anyone,
resident or
I think
property.
The person, I think the guy that pays the taxes should be the representative.
Well, so a tenant couldn't do it, right?
A tenant on a two-family house could do it. Yeah.
Well, but they don't pay taxes.
That's why.
Well, they do it directly.
Well,
their rent goes for them.
So does someone shopping in the store?
Anybody can request a crosswalk. So.
Anybody.
Why did seriously though? But why? So
I think we should strike it all together. Why do we need
it? It really could be recommended by anybody.
You know what would happen if you had neighborhood representatives? You'd have 50 people with different points of view.
How about the process for addition or deletion of the crosswalk may be initiated by written request to the Commissioner of Public Works?
There you go.
Period.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So could a business owner
take us out.
Anybody could do it.
Anybody.
President of the United States could do it.
Process for
addition.
We need to straighten out that traffic.
I think we ought to strike that last sentence.
I'd just say I'd take out all that.
And if not, I'm going to have to send in troops.
Well, let's get this finished. Get the hell out of here.
By request to the Commissioner of Public Works, period. Yeah.
Everybody agree with that?
You got it.
Yes, good.
Sounds good.
That would be a friendly amendment.
All right, you got that down there?
Well, we don't know. We don't have the commissioner here. No, we've got his representative.
Okay.
That's it, huh?
It just makes it formalizes it. Yeah. It's not somebody calling up on the phone. It's actually sending you a request.
Yeah,
and
a lot of
Mr.
Chairman, we all have to wait and see if everybody's all through talking.
And then there's a paper trail, too, after it's received that it's routed around to that.
So we still have on file. Still a motion on the floor.
What's the motion?
To approve.
I didn't take the motion.
I did.
All right. Any more discussion on the motion? No more discussion. All in favor?
Lenny?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You in, Judge?
Lenny's no.
No, not you.
I'm in.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Judge abstaining.
I'm only abstaining because I wasn't here for the initial discussion. I haven't had a chance to read this. And,
all right, that's fine. So we all know what we're doing now.
Can I have
Will you please inform Christine Sanderson?
Can I have this one to me? Or is this really good?
Okay.
And thank you for coming.
Is this really excuse?
It's an extra coffee.
We are adjourned at 9:08.
Outstanding.
No, you got any help.
What?
Oh, any of the next one. I move any out of the next one. I put it in because I was very dissatisfied with the way they weren't fixing the lights, or if they fixed the lights, they broke again very quickly thereafter. Subsequently, we had our whole discussion and proved the replacement of the lights, so no action is necessary.
All in favor, no action necessary on item 250-06. All right, 7.
Does that mean it's all good?
Who's missing tonight?
Well, we assume we'll be good at Sidra.
Sidra.
How soon they forget.
I think there's a coup d'etat here.
He's looking around the table and doesn't recognize the chief.
Boy, this woman should never been allowed.
Okay, I'll be right.
Procedural.